Charles Hurt, Democrat hate machine is just revving up. By Charles Hurt on August 28, 2020. It's the hate that never sleeps. The only good news out of last week's Democratic convention was that it was finally over. The only glimmer of hope out of the whole gloomfest was that we would not have to hear any more from these people about what a racist, unfair, impoverished, helpless dung heap America is today. And always has been. Maybe for just one week we might have a reprieve from all the unhinged hateful rhetoric about how President Trump, with malice in his heart, personally killed 170,000 Americans this year. And that was after he somehow stole the 2016 election, got into bed with the Russians, stole Ukraine, jailed all of Mexico and is now firebombing the U.S. Postal Service so that he, now, stay with me here, can remain in power forever. What the post office has to do with any of this is anybody's guess. Crazy times, indeed. But the loony screed goes on. Even twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton won't shut up, offering some pretty chilling advice to Democratic nominee Joe Biden, also a twice-failed, for now, presidential candidate. Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, she said on a video program aptly named The Circus. Why anyone would listen to political advice from Mrs. Clinton is unclear. But I suppose in the land of, at least, twice-failed presidential candidates, the one who at least made it to Super Tuesday twice is king. Or, in this case, queen. And an expert on refusing to concede. It's been nearly 4 years since she lost the 2016 election and she still refuses to concede. Either way, it's pretty rancid advice during pretty rancid times. No wonder she never got elected president and the closest she ever got to the White House was on the coattails of her husband. That great paragon of virtue, especially when it came to the interns. All this noise is, purposefully, interrupting this week's Republican convention that featured a truly gracious, elegant and self-made First Lady Tuesday night. Melania Trump's speech was as clear-headed and sober as she was stunning. But that did not prevent all the haters in the Democrat Party from accusing a world-class fashion model of dressing up as some kind of Russian dictator. These people are nuts. Also unveiled was the First Lady's newly redesigned Rose Garden outside the Oval Office. Democrats and the bitter set in Washington were appalled that Mrs. Trump would dare update plantings left by Jackie Kennedy. The zigzag designs of the new boxwoods, these lunatics claimed, somehow spelled out KKK. You have to be one seriously sick racist to find such things in a garden design. But, oh, Camelot. Shame-a-lot. This is as good a time as any to remind the world that it was Jackie's disgusting husband, John F. Kennedy, who instructed his young White House intern to perform oral sex on one of his top administration officials in the White House swimming pool, while JFK himself looked on. These people were the original shickos. Even the Clintons were no match for the Kennedys in this department. Bubba was at least housebroken enough to shut the door when he was molesting the intern and defiling her with his cigar. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, earned vicious condemnation from Democrats for performing a naturalization ceremony during the Republican convention. How dare he use immigrants as props? After all, Democrats are the only ones allowed to use immigrants as props. Though, to be fair, only those immigrants who are legal. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.